Lift him up. March 3. Two natures blended in one. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Was the human nature of the Son of Mary changed into the divine nature of the Son of God? No. The two natures were mysteriously blended in one person, the man Christ Jesus. In him dwelt all the fullness, the man Christ Jesus. In him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When Christ was crucified, it was his human nature that died. Deity did not sink and die. That would have been impossible. Christ, the sinless one, will save every son and daughter of Adam who accepts the salvation proffered them, consenting to become the children of God. The Savior has purchased the fallen race with his own blood. This is a great mystery, a mystery that will not be fully, completely understood in all its greatness until the translation of the redeemed shall take place. Then the power and greatness and efficacy of the gift of God to man will be understood. But the enemy is determined that this gift shall be so mystified that it will become as nothingness. We shall have false sentiments to meet. Never, never can we afford to place confidence in human greatness as some have done, looking to men as the angels in heaven looked to the rebellious Lucifer, and thus finally losing the sense of the presence of Christ and God. Who, by searching, can find out God to perfection? The Gospels set forth the character of Christ as infinitely perfect. I wish I could speak of this so that the whole world could hear the object of Christ's mission and work. Search the Scriptures, said Christ, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The sufferings of the Redeemer, the humility of his human divine character, are not understood, and therefore his virtues are not practiced. The treasures of knowledge to be obtained from God are inexhaustible. The most gifted men on the earth could all find abundant employment, from now until the judgment, for all their God-given powers in exalting the character of Christ. But they would still fail to present him as he is. The mysteries of redemption, embracing Christ's divine human character, his incarnation, his atonement for sin, could employ the pens and the highest mental powers of the wisest men from now until Christ shall be revealed in the clouds of heaven in power and great glory. But though these men should seek with all their power to give a representation of Christ and his work, the representation would fall far short of the reality. The theme of redemption will employ the minds and tongues of the redeemed through everlasting ages. The reflection of the glory of God will shine forth forever and ever from the Savior's face.